On Saturday afternoon, when Pope Benedict arrives at the Marian Shrine of Lourdes, respecting his very own September habit of going on Marian pilgrimages, one begun in Bavaria, his homeland, in 2006, and continued last year in Austria, he'll be greeted by one of the people who happened to be in Lourdes that very first time Pope John Paul II went there in 1983. Philippa Hitchens sat down with him, collecting his testimony.
My name is Father Michael McAndrew. I'm the Director of Adult Formation in the Diocese of Clifton, and I'm just here on pilgrimage especially because the Pope's here.
This isn't your first time though, is it?
No, I used to come as a young priest with the Handicapped Children's Pilgrimage Trust, and I came a few times with the Across Jumbulance. But I haven't been here for 15 or 16 years now, but I did come in 83 when Pope John Paul II came on his first visit to Lourdes.
What do you remember of that visit? What was most striking on that occasion?
Most striking about that was to see Pope John Paul there in the grotto, leading us in the rosary, leading us in the prayer to Our Lady. And I was most struck by those two great symbols of the Catholic faith, of the successor of Peter himself really for us, and Mary there, gathered around Christ and leading us, drawing us towards Christ. And that's what struck me most then, and that's why I wanted to be here this time.
You were just a young man. You were about to be ordained a priest, weren't you?
Yes, I'd just been ordained a deacon, and it was a year before I was ordained a priest. So that visit then, I think, confirmed me in my Catholic faith, that whole experience of pilgrimage here in Lourdes. You know, it takes us back to the roots of the Church. I think when the apostles were waiting in fear before the Holy Spirit came, and they were there, Mary was with them, and so was Peter. And it seems to me they are the great symbols of hope for the Church. It seems to me Peter is the rock of hope. He is the foundation of faith. And Mary is the woman of hope who directs us to the promises of the Lord. So those two figures, I'm not sure if that's what a young person would want to hear, but what we're looking for in the world is hope. Hope for the future, hope for the present. And it seems to me they direct us towards the promises of Christ, to direct us to what he has promised us for our present world and for the world to come, and directing us towards the promises of Christ.
Certainly Lourdes and the presence of Mary here has a great appeal for young people. I mean, at first sight, one would say perhaps Lourdes is a place for the elderly, for the sick in particular, but it has a very particular appeal for young Christians, doesn't it?
I think it does, and I think that's because it's so clear in what it's trying to say, that to follow Christ is to be of service to other people, and that's unavoidable almost here, I think. You know, to be of service to one another, to put those who are in need first. I think that's what's very appealing to people. It makes the gospel, I think, very practical and very real to young people.
Going back to your days when you came with the sick, particularly the sick children, perhaps, tell us a bit about that experience for you.
I think that's my first few times here was with the children. I think we were organised into groups of 20 or 24, and so that focuses, that experience of being a group together with our attention on the needs of children, handicapped children, disabled children, focuses also, I think, on the idea of service again, I think, and what the Church is really about. It's not about what sometimes it appears from the outside. The Church is really about service of one another, love, prayer. It focuses our attention completely on those things. I think sometimes when people see the Church from the outside, they see large buildings and pomp and ceremony, but experience from the inside, the Church feels like something else. And I think a pilgrimage to Lourdes with the children serving one another focuses our attention on what the Church really is.
As you say, here in Lourdes, it's very easy to sense this feeling of service, of commitment to others. How do you perhaps take that experience back? It's much harder when you go home to continue with that spirit of service and commitment, isn't it? How do you encourage perhaps people who come here on pilgrimage to bring their experience of Lourdes back to their own parish, their own daily life?
I think, again, I go back to the figures of Peter and of Mary. I think what we're trying to do is form communities gathered around the Lord, and those figures of Mary and Peter, real people in our faith, focus us on what our faith is really about. It's not an abstract idea we are disciples of the Lord as they are, disciples of the gospel, and we have to focus on that, that we are a people gathered together around the Lord, not an idea, not an ideology. We are a people focused on the gospel of Christ, and we have to form communities that are based around that, serving real people, real disciples of the Lord today.
Our thanks there go to Father Michael McAndrew, who'll be celebrating Mass with Pope Benedict XVI both on Sunday and Monday.